Yeah, so it's kind of hard to explain it without being accused of using a lot of buzzwords.
Okay.
But it's really exciting, and we're really excited to have UNDP South Sudan join this global network. Mm-hmm. So we're launching, as UNDP globally, 60 accelerator labs across the world. And it will be one of the largest learning networks in the world, effectively, once it comes into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to be looking at is, you know, the world is changing at a very rapid rate, and our approach to development and helping countries and people fulfill their potential and their destiny needs to move as rapidly as these changes are.
Indeed. So why is this lab being launched now?
It's being launched now because we can't wait any longer. You know, I think you're aware South Sudan has an incredible amount of young people in its midst. Oh, 70% of South Sudanese are under the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, waiting 5 years for massive change to happen will not do justice to these people whose lives are occurring right now.
Right.
So we want to harness these young people and their ideas and their energy and put it to use and try to accelerate these big solutions to these big challenges that the country faces.
Right. Now, Kimberly, when I hear the word lab, my mind quickly goes to medical lab where tests are conducted, observations made, and results released. So how different is Accelerator Lab for South Sudan recruiting talent?
Yeah, so we're not necessarily looking for doctors, although it would be interesting to see what they would bring to the table and what their skill set would, how that could apply to the lab. But it is not, it's not testing necessarily from a medical or scientific standpoint. But there is a position that is the head of experimentation that is kind of tailored to someone who knows how to start, design, and manage experiments, knows how to like form a hypothesis and test it, and then articulate the results. So that could be somebody who you know, has graduated from Juba University and has a degree in maybe mechanical engineering or the biosciences. And then they can apply their technical knowledge to some of these tests and these experiments that we want the lab to take up.
Right. And you just mentioned it, that you're looking for people who have at least graduated and who also want to be a part of something transformative for the benefit of the people of South Sudan. So what would you tell that someone that is interested to be part of this lab?
I would tell them, apply.
Okay.
The deadline is coming up rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
We're contemplating extending it just a bit, but it won't be by very much. So they need to, you know, it's difficult here, but they need to get access to a computer and to internet and get to the website and put in their application. I suggest if anybody's on the fence about which one, there's a head of exploration, experimentation, and solutions mapping, apply to all three.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be competitive in all three.
Right.
And I especially encourage women because we're holding ourselves to the standard that we expect elsewhere, and
indeed,
at least one of these postings will be a female. We hope maybe even all three. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need definitely female applicants to apply to as many of these positions that they feel confident in applying to.
Right. And you're telling them to go to a website, which is?
Yes, it's acceleratorlabs.undp.org.
All right, you had it there. Okay. So is there a deadline for the application?
The deadline currently is March 15th.
Right, March 15th it is. So anything else you would like our listeners to know about this initiative?
Well, the other thing I would just like to say is also we're looking for these three people, and that's, it's critically important that we find the talent that exists in South Sudan to fill these positions. But after this, if you do not come through the selection process, the Accelerator Lab is more than three people.
Right.
These people will lead it, but we're really going to be forming a community of practice with very exciting activities and chances to be engaged in the Accelerator Lab. So we need everyone with this enthusiasm to come join us when we're ready.
Right. So if you're out there and you have all the qualifications, please do not be left out. And Kimberly Bays, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right.